Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building with us this morning.
Chatter the Connect.
Catch and play.
It was difficult getting you in here because our camera guy was like, what do I call him? Do I call him Cheddar? Do I call him Mr. Connect?
It's Cheddar the Connect, man. Mr. Flickety Rich.
How'd you get the name?
Well, you know, in the H-Town, you know, back in the streets, you know, they gave me that name. So I've been running with it for a while. Mm-hmm. So about like 15, 16.
So if you don't know Cheddar the Connect, you definitely know the record. Look at the Flick of the Wrist.
Flick of the Wrist.
Is that song about cooking dope?
Hey, for the public eye, it's about watches. You know what I'm saying? It's about watches and working your wrist, man. Hey, stirring up eggs. But, you know, for the streets, hey, you know what I'm saying? We in the kitchen with
it. Chris Bosh. Yeah. Chris Bosh said he like Chris Bosh.
So, depending on who you are.
He broke his wrist on that one.
Depending on who you are, it could be anything.
I told my son it was basketball. I said, you got to flick the wrist when you shoot. And my son believes me.
Yeah, because it was crazy. Some dude brought his mama to me. He's like, man, tell my mama this song is cooking dope. I was like, nah, it's not.
What if his mama was a trap queen? And his mama didn't want to like the record unless it was about cooking dope.
Hey, she was right there looking too. She was like, please don't tell me it's a dope song. Please don't.
Like,
I've been at work flicking.
So what made you leave the streets to start rapping?
Well, who said I left the streets? No, I'm joking.
Who said he was ever in the streets, Envy? Come on.
Backpack, bro.
Why would you assume this guy's in
got
the streets?
I got a little care package. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got something in there.
Okay.
For sure.
What made you start rapping?
I was always writing. A few years, I was just recording for my personal use. Mm-hmm. And I went in the studio one day, and I liked my voice, so everybody was like, I let people hear, and they was like, man, hey, you got a nice voice. You need to keep it up. Mm-hmm. So I just kept it from there, so I just stuck to it.
So you liked your voice? You never heard yourself before you went to the studio?
Nah, because, you know, when you're talking, you know what I'm saying? You can't really hear yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't until you, when you rapping. Like, when I jump on the track, I sound different, you know what I'm saying, from how I sound in person. So I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I like this. I like this little style. Right.
So you had good relationships with other artists in Houston already? Because I see you had Kirko Bangs. You know.
Yeah, that's my brother right there. Kirko, that's my brother. Yeah, you know, Slim Thug, Pow Wow, all of them. You know, we family, man. And we stick together. So, I mean, I know him from the streets.
I mean, I haven't heard a lot of you, but I heard the Flick of the Wrist, of course. It don't sound like you got a traditional Houston style.
Now, unfortunately, I don't, because I was in the A for a while.
That's
in
what
Atlanta,
sound like Atlanta.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was out there in the A catching plays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'd have got in the mix with them. Hey, you know, they got that accent for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Birds was cheap in Atlanta.
Hey, they chirping, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Well, we ain't going to talk about that, though.
Now, a little B threw some shots your way. He said, the fat boy from Texas that made Flick of the Wrist song is so disrespectful.
Hey, man, that's funny, man. He tried to get so much publicity right now. I mean, they just need to give it to him, for real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I got a lot of little B right there. I blast him. If he really just come at me, I'm going to blast him for sure.
Are you afraid of the bass god curse?
What's the bass god
curse?
Hey,
man.
Hey,
you see James Harden?
Hey, man, I don't know about no curse, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's superstitious to me. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's just like putting your purse on the floor.
But did you know Little B? Did you know the cooking dance or any of that?
Nah, I actually was a fan of Little B. I ain't gonna lie. At first, you know, but now, hey, it is what it is.
I'm trying to figure out how does Little B have a patent on the cooking dance when the cooking dance derives from actually cooking dope. So, I mean,
man, I don't see how he got a patent on no cooking dance for sure. I mean, because we flicking, though. You know, it's a different way. You can go watch the video over and over. It's a whole different way how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We do it like this. You know, they cook. You know what I'm saying? They do it totally different. And to me, Atlanta, you know, they been cooking before anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's why I first seen it. That was before he even hit the public. You know, them boys stayed. They was always in the kitchen whipping. Pimp C was doing it back in the day, you know what I'm saying, before Lil B. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Chef Yayo, what's the best way to cook, to stir your dope up? do you flick it?
Hey, the best way, you got to get that fork, man, for real. You got to play with it, man, for real. You got to just get that wrist. Got to work it in that circular motion, man. Like you up in there cooking some eggs, man. You got to stir that shit, man.
Okay.
Now, I heard a lot of unofficial remixes for this song, but I know you have an official one.
Yeah. Yep.
So how do you decide this is who I want on it? Because I'm sure a lot of people probably came to you and said, I want to be on the remix.
Yeah, I mean,
we wanted, especially like 2 Chainz and all that, but I guess they were just like, you know, they couldn't wait. So they just dropped the verse. They're like, we got to put this thing out, like ASAP. Mm-hmm. So the official remix will be out this week.
There's going to be an official one coming out this
Week. Yeah, official remix.
I didn't know which one was the official.
I thought Clue did one. I seen a bunch of them.
Yeah, because everybody that was reaching out, you know, we was showing love. We weren't tripping. You know what I'm saying? We was like, hey, let's put it together. Let's make it work.
Did you keep it Houston? You got some of the new guys, like the Sauce Twins on there with you?
Nah, not on this track right here. But, you know what I'm saying? I got them on a few records, though, for sure.
Them your folk, right? Y'all are coming up together.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, they catching plays, man. They moving, man. That Sauce Wave moving, man.
Well, who's on this one?
I can't really just talk about it yet because we waiting on like two more clearances, man.
That's I tried to just slide a question in real matter of fact. What was on this one?
You almost got me on that for sure.
Heavy ruined it.
Sorry. I've seen Justin Bieber and Rihanna and Drake. And
Justin Bieber's on the official remix.
Hey, for real, especially coming from where we come from, the streets, man. You look at Justin Bieber like, hey, you know, big pop star. So I ain't gonna lie, we was in the living room in the trap house, jumping up and down, motherfucker. Hey. Like,
why the hell are you still in the trap house?
Yeah,
you know, I chill with my folks, man. We in there, we chilling, man. Hey, you know, I don't nothing change, man. I stay humble, man. You haven't
felt any jealousy from people or anything yet?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Lil B. Yeah. A lot of jealousy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, instead of in region out trying to salute, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because it's 2015. Like, people, they slowed down on doing a lot of that cooking. You know, we brought it back a different way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like a new age, like the new age rap style. You know what I'm saying? Like Fetty Wap say, ignorant R&B, we got a new, it's flicking right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So when you say you'd blast Lil B, you don't mean like with a gun, right?
nah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, nah, I ain't gonna blast him at all. I'm gonna salute him when I see him.
Now, you in New York, I see you with your jewelry on. I saw a video back in March where some dudes jumped on you in the club and took your jewelry.
Yeah, man, nah, man. Hey, man, it ain't what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? You know, they made it look like it was more than what it was, but it wasn't even for us. We just in the wrong place, the wrong time. Just some street shit popped out, but hey, we handled it like some G's, though, for sure.
I noticed that's your explanation for that. Like, well, I was in the wrong place.
We was out known. You know what I'm saying? Some street shit. Mm-hmm. Hey,
but
what
you got
is.
100 goons. Hey. Where was the 100 goons?
Break, you know what I'm saying? Not in New York for sure. Come to H Town with this shit. I guarantee you the head getting took off for sure.
But something like that.
Nothing out there.
Something like that happens. Does that make you say, okay, now I got to move differently because I wasn't anticipating that?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Because, I open my eyes, you know what I'm saying, whenever we go places, but I still reach out to the people. Like, I ain't moving no different. You know what I'm saying? We moving the same way.
Now, he was in the club with me last night. He moved the same way. We got on stage.
Tell him again, baby. We turned up and up, man.
The club, and we was in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn? Hey.
So you say it wasn't even meant for you, though?
Nah, it wasn't meant for me at all. You know what I'm saying? After we got down to it, it wasn't meant for me at all. You know what I'm saying? We just wrong play, wrong time. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, hey, it is what it is.
You say you was in there throwing up your set. I guess you was throwing up in the midst of the room.
Man, I don't
people.
Even gang bang, man. Hey, I'm all about green, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how the media took it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But shit, from the streets, they know what it is. It wasn't for us at all. We just wrong play, wrong time, around the wrong.
Does it make you feel like you want to move a little more cautiously, though? Like, let me get this chain home.
Oh, yeah. I keep them hitters with me now, though, for sure.
Got you.
I'm keeping all chains. I'm finna add more.
Now, you once said they say you were too shy to put out a record because you didn't want to be turned down.
Oh, nah, they said it like that.
Yeah,
nah,
you don't seem shy.
It wasn't like that. I just told them. Hey, I told them, you know what I'm saying?
You
I just,
were blushing.
I take, when I, back in the day, I take criticism hard. You know what I'm saying? When people be like, hey, that don't sound good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, let me go back in there and fix it then. But it wasn't nobody shy. You know what I'm saying? I've been quiet, the quiet person. You know what I'm saying? But I'm very outgoing.
You're not supposed to take anything personally, man. It's a great book called The Four Agreements. You should pick it up. Teaches you how not to take things personally. Because, you know, somebody might say they don't like your stuff.
Yeah.
But then somebody else might say they like it.
Yeah, for sure.
So who's right, who's wrong?
That's what one thing I learned, too. Like, you can't, like, it's a lot of negativity, especially when you jump in the game as a new artist. First thing they always call you one hit wonder, oh, you ain't got no another track. You know what I'm saying? But I look the other way because I'm going to keep them coming for sure.
What made you decide to do a deal? Because you could have not done a deal yet and held out. What made you decide, okay, this is the right move?
Well, because for the simple fact, teamwork make dream work. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a lot of people pushing one thing, you're going to get farther. And a lot of people be stubborn sometimes in their ways. But, you know, that's how they is. You know, people raised different. I feel like, hey, you put just like in the streets, if everybody get on the same page, everybody hustling off the same block, hey, sooner or later it's gonna pop. You know what I'm saying? So we got the machine working, E1 working hard right now. I don't care what nobody say. They working hard right now. They pumping, man, for real.
Yeah, but you don't see nothing on the back end, though.
Hey, look, nah, for sure. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that's wrong. That's totally wrong right there.
Oh, you already seen something already?
Oh, that's totally wrong, for sure. Hey, that's totally wrong, baby.
I don't know where you
get
this information from.
He just like to say stuff.
Hey, because them chicks, they coming for sure, man.
They give you up front money, but that back end.
Now, the first thing people say, especially because your record is so big, is that, well, is he a one-hit wonder? So when we getting some more music, some new music?
Well, we got another record featuring my brother T. Wayne. It's Twinkle. It's, you know, they wanted me to go in there. They was just like, lay a Beastie Hook, you know, for the women. So I kept it real simple. Went in and laid a Beastie Hook. It's called Twinkle Like a Star, but we just going to call it Twinkle, though.
What's that mean, the twinkling?
It's for the strippers, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, Twinkle, baby, you know. And get that ass up there jiggling.
That
sound
like you like
saying?
A little scripper to pee on you just a little bit.
That's tinkle.
No way.
Oh, tinkle.
Hey, no way.
This guy. Hey, man, that's
man,
tinkle.
Hey, what? I'm going to give her ass a diaper. She pisses on me.
What is a twinkle, though?
He said like twerk. Oh,
you know, when they in strip club shaking that ass, bouncing that ass, you know what I'm saying? I like when they bend over halfway, you know what I'm saying? That ass be jumping a little bit. So that's what we're going to call it right there.
A twinkle.
Now, how much longer you going to call yourself Mr. Flick of the Wrist? That, you know, you don't want
matter of fact, after we leave here, it's done.
Word.
That's the last
straight
time.
Straight Cheddar to Connect, right? Yeah, I just dropped Cheddar World 2 on live mixtape, man. You know what I'm saying? It's doing real good right now. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Cheddar World.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mixtape?
Yeah, it's the mixtape. Word. Hosted by DJ Scream. Mm-hmm.
Are you cool with Gucci Mane? Because I hear people say, oh, he kind of reminds me of Gucci Mane.
Well,
I
never met him, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a big fan of Gucci for sure, man. Mm-hmm. For sure. Big fan of Gucci.
Do you like that comparison?
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, when I read the article, I was like, I like that. For sure. Because Gucci had a big influence on people, man.
A lot of people, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Gucci had a run, man, for real. Good
he had
run.
A great ear for music, and I'm sure, and he's supposed to be coming home soon.
Hopefully. They say July, right?
Mm-hmm. And Flick of the Wrist was a freestyle at first?
Freestyle, straight out top of the dome. Two cups and three swishes.
Two cups and three swishes,
man. Hey, Flick of the Wrist. Hey, but. You know, I got a lot of freestyle tracks and they were good hooks. Like, I'm just waiting on to unleash these things, man.
What made you decide that was the one?
Yeah, if it was a freestyle.
Well, when I first brought it, like I brought it to the club. Like I used to promote these clubs. I'd bring a couple artists out. So I took it to the club. Like the first reaction that we got, like it was two different records. It was Sauce record and it was Flick of the Wrist. I was saying push Sauce. Everybody else was like, nah, we need to push Flick. So when the reaction from the Flick, we just kept as soon as it dropped, I'm talking about like people just, they don't even know it, but they turn up, we like, oh yeah, well this got to be the one. So we going to test the waters with it. Hey. And it just started taking out, man. DJ started calling me from everywhere. And Mr. Rogers, like he one of the first ones to break it out there. Yeah, Mr. Rogers, man. I ain't going to lie. I was at the Trey concert, man. Backstage, I'm talking about I ain't released the record number 2 weeks. He already can't say, man. I stayed up all night cleaning that record. He said, listen to the radio by 8 o'clock, man. I got you from here on that.
Nah, Mr. Rogers is a good dude, man. Good dude. He's on 93.7 The Beat.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Sauce Twins, how long you been down with them? You knew them before the music?
Yeah, well, like right when I got into the music. Like I met them, but I always seen them around in the city because I wasn't rapping then. But I always see the Sauce Factory. They dropping mixtapes at the mixtape. But they some cool cats, man. A lot of people get the wrong, you know what I'm saying, perspective about them, you know what I'm saying, but they real cool, man. They humble. But, you know, some people usually got to entertain in front of the cameras.
How do you feel about their little issue with Drake?
I feel like that's his opinion. You know what I'm saying? If he feel that way about Drake, that's what it is. You know, but hey, salute to Drake for sure though. You know what I'm saying? I rock with Drake though. But if Walker feel that way about Drake, that's the way he feel. You know, I don't think nobody should just really go at him because I mean, you know, everybody got their own opinion. I think that shit should just be looked over and just go on about your business.
Yeah, I think he said he reps. He can never properly rep Houston because he's not from there.
Nah, I don't really. Like, Drake show a lot of love. Like, it ain't just because he's trying to dig ride on Houston. It's just because Houston show him a lot of love, so he's showing it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, Houston a big city, so a lot of artists come out there and get love, man, because a lot of people, we don't see too many people out there often. And when we do, they taxing. They bust it across the head, go see them. So, when they, you know what I'm saying, somebody come, when everybody got love for Houston, that's what they rocking with. It's just like Rick Ross, all of them. Houston love them artists. Like
we're going to Houston this week.
Oh, yeah, we'll be in Houston for Black Expo. Mm-hmm. Houston Black Expo.
I wonder why a lot of the new artists coming out aren't getting with Swiss House or Rap-A-Lot like it was back in the day.
Well, I ain't going to lie. You know, Rap-A-Lot, I don't really think they taking too many people right now. You know what I'm saying? They solid. J. Prince solid down there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If he going to rock with you, he going to rock with you. But right now, I don't really think he just looking for nobody. And then Swiss House, they doing their thing. They got a lot of locals right now. You know, watch, he billing, like, they got that the Hispanic base. You know what I'm saying? So they got a strong base right now. So he kind of pulling like a lot of Hispanic artists to Swoosh House right now.
Look at the flick of the wrist, Chico. Look at the flick of the wrist, Chico.
I can't remember how they said it, though. I wish I had known.
I can't speak. How you speak flick of the wrist in Spanish, Q?
He doesn't. I speak Spanish better than Q. Our producer.
He's Spanish. How you say flick of the
He's
wrist
Puerto
in
Puerto Rican. He doesn't barely know
Spanish. Los.
Yeah, you could ask Carlos.
What is it? Puerta la muñeca.
Puerta la muñeca. I wake up feeling like I need 100 essays.
Ooh. What?
Essays.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, man.
Oh, never mind.
All right, well, yeah, we will be at, it's Texas Black Expo.
Texas Black Expo.
In Houston this week.
Where should we go eat when we out in Houston? What should we do when we in Houston?
Y'all like we ain't never been to Houston before.
Nah, I know.
I'm going to be back there for Trey Day, too.
If y'all like soul food, y'all want to pull up at Mickey's. If you want some breakfast, some waffles, chicken and waffles, you know the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and they got like Max's Wine and Dine, Eddie V's, like them some good restaurants for sure.
Okay. You gonna do Trey Day this year?
If we out there. I know right now we booked all the way to like mid July, like close to
end
July.
How much you get
July.
The show,
bro?
Look at
her wrist. Bag look like? Hey, we up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we past 10 right now for sure, though.
Okay, yeah.
Charlamagne just trying to get you to give him $100 because Ed Sheeran gave him $100. He was hoping he was going to reach in your pocket.
Hey, man, I ain't tripping, man. I go on his bag right now and give Charlamagne
$100. Oh, come on. Everybody stop giving Charlamagne money. No!
Shut up.
Let me give my $100, man.
Hold on, he got a twinkle or something.
You going to look out for the less fortunate?
Charlamagne, you got it. You got a twinkle. He got a twinkle for that.
Please, man.
I appreciate you. God is gonna bless you.
Let y'all be,
God is gonna bless you.
Stop taking people money, Charlamagne.
Hey, but make sure you. Hey, you gotta make sure you buy Envy lunch though. For sure.
I ain't buying Envy a damn thing, but I'm gonna take. Thank you, my brother.
Hey, now, Charlamagne, you are a bird.
I'm gonna eat with it.
No.
You're supposed to buy something for your daughter.
My man told me to go have lunch. I'm gonna go have lunch.
Cheddar, take me to lunch.
No, Cheddar. Okay, we gonna get lunch. Lunch.
What about? I don't get lunch from y'all.
You can't get no lunch.
Nah, oh yeah, man, for sure.
They don't squeeze you. Joining
they don't
bro.
Squeeze you in. Something wrong.
Now, when the album coming out?
Should be like it's end of September, October.
You got a name for it?
Not yet. Okay. But I'm looking like Catch and Play the album.
Because
the whole movement Catch and Play is getting big right now, strong. You know, I ain't never really heard nobody say it before. You know, that came straight out top of the dome.
Well, we appreciate you joining us.
And a lot of athletes that have said catching plays.
Yeah, lately.
Football plays.
Yeah.
We just caught some payola live.
Yeah, right?
It wasn't payola.
He said Bob Lund.
Payola is anything more than $150. I've read the manual. Okay?
There you go. My goodness. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Cheddar the Connect.